was the most impressive part of that, Ross?
Oh, look, it was really... We come here to compete. We come here to improve, so we feel that we've done that tonight. So we tick those two boxes. Scratchy start, a bit of concern there, but we fought him really well. Some good signs with our ball movement, stuff we've been working hard on. And, yeah, so a lot of things went right, so that was pleasing.
Tabernacle must be happy with his games. 8 marks, 5 goals.
Yeah, look, he's that's been coming for a while. He's working really hard, and we gave him plenty of opportunities. So the forwards worked really hard. They had some good supply, so yeah, he took his opportunities. So that was good.
Was it his best game? So
well, I think it's as many goals as he's kicked. Yeah.
Ross, obviously the opposition's been a bit weaker the past couple of weeks, but have you seen anything have you sort of turned the corner in a few areas? Have you seen anything different in the past fortnight?
Well, his play was put in front of you, you know. So yeah, we feel our ball use is really starting to come on. We've worked hard on that. So yeah, there's some good signs. There's bigger challenges. We play Port Adelaide, I'm pretty sure, next week, and they've come off a close loss, so they'll have a sting in the tail, so we'll know more next week, to be truthful.
How did you turn it around, Ross, from they were up 18-1? What did you do? What did your players do to quickly switch momentum back your
way? Yeah, well, the clearances were poor early. It was 1-6. Robinson was getting a fair bit of ball around the ground, and we weren't able to sort of find him and put much pressure on him, so I think we tightened up, reduced their time and space, and started winning the clearances a lot better. And our ball movement, when we did get opportunities, were quite effective with it. So that all combined to balance us up, and then we continued on with it after the break.
You must be delighted with the young guys. You obviously played a bit more youth this year, and Weller and Blakely and Tucker.
They were pleasing, you know. So Crozier's continued to blossom at halfback, and but certainly Tucker, first year player. At half time, I think Tucker and Weller and Blakely were leading a lot of our possession stats, so they're showing really good signs. And Tanner Smith, who's worked hard for an opportunity, he's had some issues to work through with his body and all that, and his football, so he's competed, and tapping us, so we'll continue to invest. And at the end of the day, birth certificates are out. Once you run down the race, you're there to compete and represent your club in. But we know there's going to be some ups and downs there, so.
Will they come along maybe a little quicker than you thought, or is this about what you expected this early stage?
Yeah, I don't put a timeline on them. I don't put any ceilings on anyone. There's a cliche for you. We just work hard, try and take care of the next moment, and try and improve. And at this stage, we're sort of doing that.
What does a couple of wins in a row do for the group, and particularly the younger guys?
Yeah, I haven't thought about that too much. Clearly, they're buoyant. Yeah, to come into state and win anywhere... Brisbane have certainly been a tough proposition up here. I think the three-quarter time against Hawthorn, their nose is level in front. So they've really challenged a fair few up here. So it's still a meaningful win for us. And they get to travel together. Confidence comes from action. Action built confidence. So they'll get some confidence with understanding what we're asking them to do. If they can execute that, that's going to stand them in pretty good stead, I would imagine.
The two, Ruckman, Clark and Panth, what did you make of those?
Yeah, I thought it'd be scratchy early, and they worked into it. They were okay, yeah. Thanks, Ross.
Sorry, one more. Michael Barlow, his role. Were you happy with
him
before?
Yeah, he went to Rich most of the night, and I thought Michael probably won that battle.
And injuries?
No, just bits and pieces, nothing significant. We've had our fair share. We'd like to pass the baton on to someone else, really. Thank you.